Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Hello, welcome to this podcast. I'll say right off the bat, I didn't do a podcast yesterday. It's Almost Daily, we're allowed to do that. However, you weren't deprived of Steve. There's the whole headliner show that I did on Sunday night, clips of which are on social media, track me down and all that. And you still get me doing some jokes about whatever we talked about, probably Brexit, I don't know, I can't remember now. It was COVID was back in the news. Ah, like old times. But meanwhile, I went through the newspapers to do this here radio show. What have we got here? Hang on. Here we go. It's not massive amounts, actually. So, sorry, you've had a day of no podcast and then you've got a short one today. But some will say that is better than hearing more from me. So, because some people on the internet are not nice. We did a radio show, turned it into a podcast, came out like this. On the show today, some of the topics that we could be dealing with. Iron Maiden. Going to war with a vicar. Pointless phone calls. Might actually get some of those. An AI update and clear wine. They're the topics. Said like that, does that intrigue you at all? Just the titles with a kind of question marky sound at the end. Is that how I get people to listen for longer? You never know. There's a story about vicars. Vicars are apparently going to war with photographers. It's not the war I expected, but it's the one we've got. An unholy war has broken out between wedding photographers and vicars. Snappers say that the clergy are making it impossible for them to take pictures inside the churches because they are rude, humiliating, and aggressive. Vicars? Should they not, like, forgive and all that? More than 900 have now signed a petition calling for better respect from vicars. It is kicking off. Some claim that the vicars deliberately obscure the couple during the service. That is hilarious, isn't it? Imagine, I mean, it's kind of funny photobombing people anyway, but doing it on their wedding day, so there's just a whole lot of you in there. Hey, hey, remember old vicar? Next time, christenings, deaths, anyone? You've got to advertise, and I don't blame them for it. It's the way forward, isn't it? Do you suffer with anxiety? Look, a lot of people talk about it. I think it's one of those, you've got to be careful with that word, that maybe people throughout history have always had it, and that's not good. Better to solve it. But if you're not going to solve it, being very aware of it might actually accentuate it. But counting butterflies can reduce anxiety, apparently. I mean, in you, not in the butterflies. I bet they're thinking, why is he writing this down? Do you know what I mean? If anything, that will make it worse for the butterflies, but it will make it better for you. Researchers surveyed participants in a three-week big butterfly count. The study revealed that there was a 9% reduction in anxiety. This is from the University of Derby that said simple, small pockets of time connecting with wildlife have been profound and beneficial on how we feel. Or you had a good excuse to not be at work. Oh, no, I'd love to, but I've got to do the butterfly count thing. And you get away from people. So do you know what I'm saying? That research, they're phrasing it that getting back into nature is good. Maybe getting away from people is the thing that lowers anxiety. And you know, now I say it out loud, kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Aliens. They're in the news again. Don't worry, not enough to trigger any sort of interference. I just love this story. According to experts, aliens could be trapped on waterlogged planets, operating without sound because they'd be underwater. Obviously, therefore, we can't have an alien interrupt because they wouldn't be able to make any sound, just be static. Apparently, these planets, totally covered by oceans, could have intelligent life, but they'd all be fish. And this professor from some Spanish university said, well, I can't read Spanish, can I? Have they translated it? Said there might never emerge on such a world, even though it could be a home to a fully developed civilization, Atlantis. I've watched Aquaman. So they're saying there could be planets out there that are just waterlogged Aquaman places. And they're never going to bother travelling all the way over here because it's a bit arid. That makes an awful lot of sense, doesn't it? The aliens wouldn't be able to communicate with us at all. They're just soggy. Which, although, you know, octopode, I imagine they might be aliens. Do you know what I mean? Imagine they thought, let's do it, let's go and travel over there. They land in the ocean and they go, there's no developed life around here at all. That dolphin's not stupid, but everyone else. And they didn't realise we're on the land. Oh, fools to themselves. Steak and ale pie has been named the nation's favourite pie. This is according to new research. I'm not sure why we needed to research this. Was our GDP suffering because we didn't know which pie to focus our efforts on? Were people dying in a pie shortage? No. But anyway, we researched it. The survey, which is for National Pie Week, of course it is, apparently it's pies in the food, not the number, which is a shame. Two-thirds of those asked said that gravy was essential. God, this is a fascinating conversation, isn't it?
What's your favourite pie? Do you like a bit of gravy with that, do you? What do you have next to the pie? But some chips? Do you have chips? Have peas?
Wowzers. I mean, was this research or just the worst speed dating ever? A spokesperson from Idahoan Perfect Mash. You want to know about mash, you come to the right guy. Says, pie never fails to satisfy. I don't know. I'm going to argue. Steak and ale. It's a great pie. Don't get me wrong. But I'll tell you what's better than a steak and ale pie. A steak and some ale. And it feels like it's the one pie that's good, but it teases you of what could be better. Chicken and mushroom. Yeah, chicken's all right. Mushroom's all right. Put them better together. Yeah, it's better. Steak and ale pie. That really sentence, that goes downhill. What are you going to order? The steak and ale, yes, mate, pie. Oh, well, never mind. Get some gravy with it, might make it better. So, being stuck in an endless phone queue makes Brits blood boil, according to a survey. Again, pointless survey. As if anyone's going to go, I'll tell you what I love. You know what I love to do with half an hour of my time? Be on hold with really lo-fi music. So obviously no one's going to enjoy that. Sitting in traffic also winds us up and getting spam calls. These are just a list of things that are obviously annoying. Do you know what I mean? But I have spent a lot of time when I was going, sorting out the probate for my dad when that happened. Spent so long having to be on hold. And I'll tell you what's more annoying than being on hold with the on hold music is every so often when it gets interrupted and it says, your call is important to us. Not that important, is it? Otherwise you would have answered it. But anyway. Unfortunately, we're experiencing an unexpectedly high volume of calls. No, it's not that unexpected, because every day I call, it's like this. And you should have worked out the pattern by now. That is what wound me right up. There's an entertainment news story. Iron Maiden rocker Bruce Dickinson takes foil with him when he goes to hotels. And I read this and thought, is this about drugs? I'm not talking about drugs, and I don't want to do drugs. I'm not doing drugs on the show. It's a family show. No, he takes foil with him so he can tape it against the windows so he can get a good night's sleep. I am now officially more rock and roll than Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden. It's a big day for me. It's because he, you know, was like a hellraiser and I wasn't. But now when I go to a hotel, I just close the curtains. This guy turns up with gaffer tape and tinfoil. He must look like he's gone too far, like he's become like a flat earther. Imagine going into a hotel room with loads of Baco foil. And they must feel like telling you, you do realise there's not even a microwave in there. But anyway, that's what he does. Apparently, he foils up the windows and gets himself a good night's sleep. Yeah. Which is weird, because an Iron Maiden itself would be quite dark on the inside, but I suppose you wouldn't want to sleep in one. There's a story. I'm going to be cruel now. I shouldn't laugh at this. Shouldn't mock. Oh, don't mock. Oh, no. Generally not. Pupils from low-income families are less likely to be good at maths. The amount of learning that they've lost through the pandemic means that they've fallen behind. They're still not caught up. So if you're from a background of depravity, no, that's not. Deprivation, that's the one I was after. I always get confused between the two, which has made it difficult for me to cut down on my spending. But if you're from a poor background, you're less good at maths. And the cruel part of me thinks, they won't know, though, will they? Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, here's your results. You're in the lowest quartile. Is that good? No, you're below average. What is this average of which you speak? So it feels like it's a problem that solves itself. Can't leave without telling you this. Wine from clear bottles is at risk of smelling like cabbage, according to connoisseurs. But they always make up stuff. I'm not into this wine. You know, the people who just taste it first and spit it out like that. That's weird. And then you have to say some comments and then say, yes, yeah, bring the bottle. They never do that. If you order soup as a starter, they never bring you a small amount. And then you go, yes, bring the can. So until they do that, I'm not paying attention to wine. That's the podcast just about done. See if any of these we didn't get around to doing was worth it. Job hunters have been banned from using bots like ChatGPT to write their applications. How'd they know, though? No, because you use the chat, right? Basically, I'll admit, when I'm in a rush, and I've got a newspaper column to write. Sometimes, I'm learning how to get ChatGPT. I give it one of my previous newspaper columns and say, look at this, analyze that. Could you write this news story up in that style, 500 words, please? And then I go through it again and rechange it and, you know, add a bit more Steve to it. But, you know, no one's noticed so far. Meanwhile, on the same page of a newspaper, youngsters are ditching trendy jobs for traditional roles that can't be replaced by robots. If you got one of those, like being a tractor driver or whatever, being a farmer, use ChatGPT for that application. They're never going to spot that, are they? If you're in an industry that is so technophobic that they won't be replaced by AI, you can apply using ChatGPT up the wazoo. I think we're done for... A loaf of bread, Britain's most expensive loaf of bread, will set you back 24 quid. This is a swanky sourdough, but give us a couple of weeks with inflation and that'll be any bread. We're done. That's all of the news that you could possibly need from this podcast. Get your other stuff elsewhere. Subscribe to wherever you found it. You can tweet and social media me at Mr. Stephen Allen. Emails to me at mrstephenallen.co.uk. In the podcast description, there's a link if you'd like to filleth my virtual tip jar. If you'd like to give me 3 pence, because I think that's the... You can do that. If you would like to transfer 3 pence via my tips jar, I will take that as the insult that it's intended to be. But other than that, you can track me down on social media and all that lark. And until next time...
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.